Over many years of travels, I found that the back of a museum can hold many unexplored treasures. You just never know what might be housed in what some would consider the last room of the place. At this museum, that back room is certainly not lacking in treasures. In fact, it's pretty amazing to see what one man in town collected while running a bar. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
One of the largest exhibits at the Valley County Pioneer Museum in Glasgow, Montana, revolves around one man who lived here.
Stan Kalinske is the man that owned the bar called Stan's Saloon. He was quite a character.
And as Lita Godwin explains, Kalinske became quite the collector.
People would just go into his bar to visit and look at all of his things that he would accumulate over the years, and I'm sure there's probably stories.
Some of the items in the collection may be from folks simply settling up their bar tab.
If they didn't have money, he would take whatever they would bring. If it was a saddle, if it was a piece of furniture, or, you know, any kind of thing he would accept if they were short on cash or whatnot. And some of those things ended up in the bar hanging from the ceiling.
When the bar closed, much of the collection came here, and it is something to see. The taxidermy on the walls is plentiful. Some of the animals on display have a story behind them, including one that helped feed a U.S. president.
One of the big things was a buffalo head that provided food for people when President Roosevelt came here to dedicate the Fort Peck Dam.
It is quite an extensive display to be found in the back of this museum.
We have a golden eagle mount and some bald eagle mounts. There's the Arctic fox. There's an albino deer. A jackalope.
Plus, there's an old-time bar and other displays, all from a man who operated a well-known establishment in this town. Traveling the countryside in Glasgow, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.